After 50 years of military rule and isolation, Myanmar, the nation formerly known as Burma, in a step toward economic reform, granted MasterCard a license to operate in the Southeast Asian country. It may be a sign of things to come, as some of the world's largest banks and insurance companies, like Citibank, wait in line to do business in Myanmar, a nation of 60 million mostly poor people. Telecom and energy interests are also exploring the prospects of investing in Myanmar after 15 years of Western economic sanctions imposed to counter the military's repression of the democracy movement led by Aung San Suu Kyi. Still, Burmese civil society insists broad social reforms are required before the flood of foreign investment arrives. They advocate for investment in services like electricity, healthcare, education, improved public transit, and land reform. Human rights activists are fearful foreign companies investing in the energy and mining sector will make deals with those responsible for past rights abuses under military rule, including the widespread use of forced labor. Many activists are also opposed to any Western investment deals involving the state-owned Myanmar oil and gas enterprise, as it has been linked to massive corruption. Over the summer, the Obama administration put new conditions on U.S. companies moving to invest in Myanmar. However, Jennifer Quigley of the U.S. campaign in Burma called the new investment rules inadequate, declaring there's no probation on the Myanmar military's ability to go and clear out villages to use as forced labor in the name of foreign investment. Along the bustling streets of Santiago, Chile, a McDonald's outlet stands out with wall-sized posters of ice cream cones, hamburgers, and promises of toys tucked into children's meals. However, in response to a growing obesity problem, Chilean Senator Guido Girardi wants to ban the cartoon figures and other marketing ploys that attract children and their parents. Girardi has filed a complaint against McDonald's, Burger King, and Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants operating in Chile for their use of stickers, games, and other devices to appeal to children. According to the Christian Science Monitor, nearly one quarter of Chile's population is now classified as obese, a rate similar to Britain. Other newly middle-income nations like Brazil, Mexico, and China have also experienced an obesity crisis along with chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Across the globe, it is estimated that 1.5 billion adults are now obese. Mexico, the largest consumer of Coca-Cola on Earth, now has 70% of its adult population considered overweight or obese. This is also true for over 25% of Mexican children between the ages of 5 and 11. In response to the surge in obesity levels, the Mexican government recently launched its obesity prevention strategy, which includes a ban on soda sold in public schools. Global nutrition researcher Barry Popkin of the University of North Carolina blames much of the obesity crisis on global food and beverage giants attracted by growing incomes in countries like Brazil and China. While some government leaders are beginning to confront the causes of obesity, Popkin warns that the food industry is just too powerful. In early April, a group of self-declared white border vigilantes, wearing camouflage, opened fire on a truck carrying undocumented immigrants just north of the Mexican border near Eloy, Arizona. Two migrants died in the attack. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the April killings of migrants crossing the Sonora Desert were similar to murders in 2007, which prompted a Department of Homeland Security investigation. In recent months, white separatists and neo-Nazis have been apprehended placing pipe bombs along the border, targeting arriving immigrants. In May, neo-Nazi activist J.T. Reddy murdered a Latino family in suburban Phoenix before shooting himself. In early 2011, Reddy recruited another man, Jeffrey Harbin, who was later arrested for carrying three homemade bombs. Also in 2011, U.S. Border Control agents found Reddy detaining Mexican migrants in the desert by pointing a gun at a group which had crossed the border. Reddy could have faced criminal charges for engaging in false imprisonment, but federal prosecutors declined to press charges. Law enforcement in Arizona has attributed all non-weather-related deaths of migrants in the Sonoran Desert to drug gangs or human smugglers, ignoring the possible involvement of white supremacist and vigilante groups. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.